जय ओम विष्णु परमहंस सफल राज आचार्य अस्त सतसी श्रीमती श्री वांग्रे शिलाे चरणरविंद शिल भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी महाराज ओ शिल प्रभुपाद की जय आनंद कोटि वैष्णवृंद की जय इस्कॉन फाउंडर आचार्य शिल प्रभुपाद की जय नामाचार्य शिल हरिदास ठाकुर की जय प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर जीवा सदी गौर भक्त वृंद की श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरि गोवर्धन की जय वृंदावन मथुरा धाम की जय समवेत भक्त वृंद की जय गौर प्रेम नंदी हरि ओम ग्लोरियस टू द असेंबली बॉडी ओम ग्लोरियस टू द असेंबली बॉडी ओम ग्लोरियस टू द असेंबली बॉडी ओम ग्लोरियस टू सी सी गुरु एंड श्री गुरांगा ओम ग्लोरियस टू श्री प्रभुपाद की जय
Jamilo piye naiva,
Jamilo
Thank you. One more to see, please.
Namo Chara Namahatmya.
Namo Chara Namahatmya.
Are Pashyata Putrakah.
Are Pashyata Putrakah.
Ajamilopi Yenaiva.
Ajamilopi Yenaiva.
Of the holy name,
of the holy name,
Charana,
Charana,
of the pronouncing,
of the pronouncing,
Mahatmyam,
Mahatmyam,
the exalted position,
the exalted position,
Arehe,
Arehe,
of the Supreme Lord,
of the Supreme Lord,
Ashyata,
Ashyata,
just see.
Utrakaha.
O my dear servants who are like my sons.
O my dear servants who are like my sons.
Ajamilaha.
Ajamilaha.
Even Ajamil.
Even Ajamil.
Yena. By the chanting of which.
By the chanting of which.
Eva.
Eva.
Certainly.
Certainly.
Mrityupasha.
Mrityupasha.
You need to learn this word in Sanskrit because one day you will see what this is. From the ropes of death.
From the ropes of death.
Oh, Krishna. The ropes of death, which you're pulled out of your body. You will see them. You will see these ropes. Amuchata.
Amuchata.
Was delivered.
Was delivered.
Listen to this extremely beautiful verse, which is a Mahatmyam. Mahatmyam means a glorification. It's a very special verse. My dear servants, now I should give you the background. This is a discussion between the god of death, who has servants called the Yamadutas. These Yamadutas come at the time of death to those who are not dharmic and bring them out of the body. Now when someone dies who is dharmic like you, who is a good devotee, if you chant during this time, you will not have to see these ropes of death. So I hope you have learned to chant by that time. My dear, so Yamaraj says to his servants, my dear servants, who are practically as good as my sons, he speaks with full affection, just see how glorious is the chanting of the holy name of the Lord. The grateful, sinful Ajamil chanted only to call his son, not knowing that he was chanting the Lord's holy name. Nevertheless, by chanting the holy name of the Lord, he remembered Narayan, and thus he was immediately saved from the ropes of death. There is no need to conduct research into the significance of the chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra. No need for further research work. The history of Ajamil is sufficient proof of the power of the Lord's holy name and the exalted position of a person who chants the holy name incessantly. Incessantly means he doesn't stop. Therefore, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu advised. Those of you who know the verse, please join me. Hare Nama, Hare Rama, Hare Nama, Eva Kevalam, Kalo Nasiva, 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 Gadiranyata. In this age of Kali, no one can perform all the ritualistic ceremonies for becoming liberated. That is extremely difficult. Therefore, all the Shastras and all the Acharyas have recommended that in this age one chant the holy name of the Lord. In the next purport, Prabhupada speaks a little bit more on the subject of chanting the holy name of the Lord in his own wonderful way, and I would like to quote that also, although it comes in the next verse. This power of chanting the holy name was proved by the liberation of Ajamil. When this Ajamil chanted the holy name of Narayana, he did not precisely remember the Supreme Lord. Instead, he really remembered his own son. Look, at the time of death, Ajamil certainly was not very clean. Indeed, he was famous as a great sinner. Furthermore, one's physiological condition, that means the body, is completely disturbed at the time of death. And in such an awkward condition, it would certainly have been very difficult for Ajamil to have chanted clearly. Nevertheless, Ajamil achieved liberation simply by chanting the holy name of the Lord. God, I'm getting so enthusiastic. Therefore, listen now. Therefore, what is to be said of those who are not sinful like Ajamil, like you, Prabhu? It is to be concluded that with a strong vow, not weak, strong, one should chant the holy name of the Lord. You know the holy name. Please, everyone. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. For thus one will certainly be delivered from the clutches of Maya by the grace of Krishna. This will happen. Even if you are now in Maya, if you chant with a firm vow, strong vow, your case is your success is guaranteed. The chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra is recommended even for persons who commit offenses. Good. Even we have a chance. Because if they continue chanting, they will gradually chant offenselessly. By chanting the Hare Krishna mantra without offenses, if you come to that stage, one increases his love for Krishna. As stated by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Prema Pumato Mahan, one's main concern should be to increase one's attachment of the Supreme Personality of Godhead and to increase one's love for Him. This should be your main idea in your life. Increase your attachment for Krishna and your love for Him. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Vishaya Bhutale Shinamadeva Kirtanja Sami Jiramine Shut up. Hare
Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare
Hare. Hare Krishna. Last year in the Bhagavad, what can someone say? Here it is. My dear servants, who are as good as my seen, my sons, just see how glorious is the chanting of the holy name of the Lord. The greatly sinful Ajamiya chanted only to call his son, not knowing that he was chanting the Lord's holy name. Nevertheless, by chanting the holy name of the Lord, he remembered Narayan, and thus he was immediately saved from the ropes of death. So, this is one of the verses which those who love the Bhagavatam they like to chant this again and again and again, and they like to remember this, and they don't get tired. I'm hearing I should be a little louder. Krishna, Krishna. This is better. This is better. This verse, I will just give you in very brief the frame of this verse. It comes with a certain logic. It's the Naimuchika logic, as far as I remember. And a very, very surprising example is given, which is pointing that if one does something, pointing out to us that if one does something just totally imperfect, the result is already great. Now just imagine what would happen if you do it perfectly. That is the logic of Shukadeva Goswami. And he gives an example of a very imperfect chanter. You couldn't imagine a more imperfect chanter than Ajamiya, who had become a great sinner, who had none of the regulative principles intact in his life. He was a fallen Brahmana who lived together with a fallen woman, even when you count his names, when he was 85 years old, he was still so much attached to physical pleasure. They didn't have any birth control at that time, so he had a son whom he called Narayan, with 88 years, you know, wow! He was really lusty. He came into a very difficult situation. On his deathbed, when he died, he saw that the servants of death called the Yamadutas were approaching him, and they looked very fearful. There's a movie out, it's an old movie, I secretly saw it. It's called Ghost. I don't recommend it necessarily. It is describing how someone has a violent death. He's shot by a criminal, but he's a very good man. And then the person who arranged for his murder was a very bad man. Movies are always embarrassingly simple. somehow he dies. And at the moment when the bad person dies, who arranged for the death of the good person, then you see out of the gutters of the street, you see the Yamadulas coming. It's the best part of the movie. I only saw this part. You know, they come out and they make a sound from Hollywood, you know, really horror sound. They come out of the gutter, and then the bad guy, I think, starts to run to try to escape, but they come after him like lions come after their prey, and then they get him, and they pull him to hell. This is a Hollywood movie. There's the producer, and that's why I looked at this movie. He had contacted the devotees and read the Bhagavatam and took this subject from the Bhagavatam, that the time of death for those who are sinful is extremely horrifying, because these Yamadutas come, they look really very frightening. You just want to pass, or you use the toilet after seeing them. It's terrible. So this is what happened. But Ajamil chanted when they came the name of this little boy who was just playing innocently nearby. He was 5 years old, and you know, 5 years old children don't understand what is death. When my little cousin was brought to his dead father, the father had died, and then some distant relative, not cousin, and he saw the dead father, the family tried to explain to him that he is now dead, but he could only understand he's sleeping. He didn't see any problem. Because in the mind of a child, there is no idea of death. They are just starting their lives, and nature has put it in their heads that there is just not a concept what is the final termination of the body. So Narayan was playing nearby, Narayan the boy was playing nearby, and Ajamil, he was dying, so he said, "Narayan, just come here, your father is dying, don't play at this moment, just give me some good association." But the boy kept on playing, so again, Ajamil, in order to catch the attention of this little boy, called, "Narayan!" The boy looked and thought, "Well, yes, that's my name. What's the matter?" And Ajami was really thinking, "My little boy, please understand, I'm dying." And he called again, "Narayan!" So at this moment, he saw the Vishnu Dutas. He was extremely, not the Vishnu Dutas, the Yamadutas, you know, those from the movie. He was extremely afraid, really afraid, really afraid. He was beyond himself with fear. And when they took their Mrityupashas, these are robes, subtle robes, which they can put around the soul, who is still in his subtle body, in the robes. They are subtle matter, and they catch the subtle body. You know, there is no rope to catch the mind, but there are the ropes of death, and they can't catch the mind, you know. So they put this around him, and wanted to just pull him out of the body, when all of a sudden, the Vishnu Dutas came, these the servants of Lord Hari. And moments later, the Yamadutas had to flee. There was a very brief discussion, ping, 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 and then they had to think. The Vishnu Dutas said, "Don't you know?
Vaikuntha nama grahanam asheshaya arambidu. Don't you know this? One who chants the holy name of the Lord is immediately freed from the reactions of unlimited sins. Even if he chants indirectly, meaning someone else, don't you know this? Yamadutta said, no, we don't know this. He is a sinner. Yeah, according to one type of calculation, he is a sinner. But there is another calculation. Don't you know another calculation? No. We know he has murdered people, he has robbed them, he has given up his faithful wife to live together with this fallen woman. We know all this. Said Vishnu Dudas, there's another thing, another type of knowledge which you need to know. Said the Yamadugas, we don't know, but maybe they have not expressed it. They had the weapons, but the Vishnu Dudas had superior weapons. You know, those who know how to fight know to always choose their fight intelligently. That is, when the opponent has superior weapons than you have, never fight because you will lose. And so the Yamadutas looked at the swords and these powerful weapons of the Vishnu Dudas, said, it's alright. And they left because they knew they stood no chance against the Vishnu Dudas. But they left with a very strong doubt. They came to Yamaduta. They were bewildered like, you know, really bewildered. They had an existential crisis. This had never happened to them before. They had to bow down to a power which was more powerful than death. They went straight to Yamaraj, the Lord of Death, and they cried and said, we thought you are supreme. We knew death waits for no one. We did your seva. We wanted to bring the sinner to you because this is where they go. This is the universal law. And he's one of the biggest sinners. He's our big name on our hit list. But then there were these people. They were luminous. We could understand they were divine beings with their weapons, and they forbid us to take them. And they said that it was not dharmically, it was not right for us to take them. And if we have some doubts, we should ask you, who is after all Dharmaraj. You know the Dharma. And Yamaraj smiled. He was just so much in bliss. Yamaraj is a great devotee. It is described once Lord Krishna came to take someone from the hellish planets that was the son of his teacher. And when Yamaraj saw Krishna in the hellish planets, Jiva Goswami describes, he paid his respectful obeisances and he cried so much that in ecstasy that a little lake formed around Krishna's lotus feet. The great devotee. Pujari Maharaj, are you crying like this when you see Radha Gopinath? Maybe not. Not every day at least. So Yamaraj is a great, great devotee. When he saw his Lord, he was just crying and he danced. He could not stop dancing. Krishna said, please, shanti. It's alright. And then Yamaraj said, my Lord, you have come here to my place to grace me. Please tell me what is your order and how I can serve you. So Yamaraj was smiling when his servants could not take Ajamil. And he said, my dear servants, the secrets of Dharma are extremely confidential. It's not an easy subject. There are altogether 12 persons who know Dharma. But persons whose intelligence is a little undeveloped, like yours, have only faith in Vedic rituals and don't know this type of Dharma which is there. My dear devotees, most people in this world, including 50% of the Hare Krishna movement, don't know the Dharma which will come now. What we know usually is called Lokika Dharma. Lokika Dharma means Dharma which refers to acting properly in this world and not violating the laws. You must know something about Dharma. There are at least four dimensions of Dharma. Listen now very carefully because you will learn something new. Svadharma is your own place, that unique work which only you can do. Each one of you, please know, there is a place which is only meant for you, for no one else in this world. There is an activity which is only meant for you, for no one else. It is as unique as your fingerprint. It is called your Svadharma. Someone who finds this Svadharma is in harmony with the laws of the universe, the big Dharma. He is like a little wheel in the clockwork of this wristwatch. No, that's a little wheel. The little wheel, when it is in its proper place, is moving by the power of this, of all these Yukhan's wheels in this wristwatch. He's not moving on his own strength. So if you found your Dharma, your Svadharma, what you are meant to do, then you are moving by the power, not necessarily of your own, but by the power of Dharma itself, the universal cosmic law. But if you have not found your Dharma, like many of our uprooted personalities who come to the spiritual movement, then whatever you do, you will just suffer, because you are not in your right place. You are like a little wheel on the clockwork who has fallen out. This is the first dimension of Dharma, Svadharma. Many people know about this nowadays. The second dimension of Dharma is you have to act dharmically. That means ethically. You cannot lie, you cannot cheat, you cannot do so many things. You have to act dharmically. And the third type of Dharma, please wake up, it's important for you. You are sleeping with your brains. Is what is called Sanatana Dharma, your eternal Dharma. It has nothing to do with the two dimensions of Dharma which we have heard so far. It's something which relates not to your body and mind, that is your material identities, but it relates to the soul. So Loka Dharma, the Dharma of this world, is your Svadharma, you know, what you can do by your karma, and so on and so forth, and what you can't do. And acting dharmically, it relates to your body and mind. When you are in the Loka Dharma, you go up to the heavenly planets. But there is something which is called Aloka Dharma or Sanatana Dharma, the eternal Dharma of the soul. And if you keep this Dharma and you are good in this Dharma, even though you may not be in your Svadharma, if you are properly fixed in your Sanatana Dharma and chant 24 hours a day, but you must be fixed in it, not half, you know, like this, oh yes, a little spirituality,
and a little irresponsible life in this world, somehow it will work. It won't work, my dear devotees. But if you're fully absorbed in your Sanatana Dharma, then even though you have maybe not found your place physically and mentally, and even though you act in a way which is not good, you know, Krishna says in the Gita, Abhichet Sudarasharo, if you do even abominable acts, if you are fixed in that powerful Sanatan Dharma, that eternal Dharma, you are, listen to this, this I will be hanged in ISKCON for what I say now, but I will say it. Even though you are not having these other things in place, if you're fixing your Sanatan Dharma, listen to this very controversial sentence now. You are above the law of this world. This is what Yamaraj tells to his servants. Now, my dear devotees, I have to immediately say this in the context of our movement. It doesn't mean, okay, Manu, just chant all day and then act irresponsibly. It's all right. Someone who takes this secret of Dharma and exploits it for irresponsible activities is the worst of sinner. He commits sins on the strength of chanting the holy name. It's one of the aparadas. It cannot be done. But I speak now about philosophy. Look at Ajamir. He did everything what you can do wrong. In terms of Svadharma, his Svadharma was a Brahmana, but how did he was born a Brahmana, how did he earn his money? Stealing. He was a criminal. Criminalas. Total criminalas. That's a better word. Then how did he act very dharmically? No, he gave up his wife. And his parents, his old parents, who were dependent on him and who died in distress, he did not act dharmically. But because he had contact to the powerful, 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 powerful medicine, the Sanatana Dharma, at the time of his death, the Lord's servant came to him and said, "We can't take you back home, back to Godhead. At this moment, you are not yet developed, but we give you a second chance. You won't go to hell, as you usually do, would have done. You now can go to Haridwar, which is a holy place on the bank of Ganga, and you can do perfect your chanting there." My dear devotees, this is so difficult to understand that some people who have not a developed spiritual understanding have put the Bhagavatam to the side and have said, "We can't believe this." This Ajamil story is just an exaggeration to trick us into chanting the Hare Krishna mantra. They can't understand these two types of dharmas, Loka Dharma and Aloka Dharma. Because it's difficult, I would like to give you an example which you will not forget. I will speak about myself, but it is for a good purpose. It is, you will soon see. I was born from a father who was a victim of the Second World War and very badly hurt in the war. Very badly hurt. It's a miracle that he survived the injuries of the gunfire and the bombs which came. But when I was conceived, when I came, my body was always very weak. And I guess those Gaurahari knows this, who is with me, something little and I'm out of function. I have a very weak body. Now I found a doctor, an Ayurvedic Kaviraj. He he looked at my situation and he said to me, I've never seen someone who's so sensitive. Anything little pang, you're on the... but I guarantee that you will become 125 years old without diseases. Wow! Really? Then I said to him, I'm really not sure if I want to become so old. Let me first think about this. And I must tell you, my dear devotees, I'm still at this moment not sure if I want to live so long. There are a few reasons why I don't. It's beyond the discussion. But I said, just out of interest, tell me, how will you make me 125 years without disease? And I was thinking of some of the Radhadesh Vasis, they go on crutches, and because they're a little older than me, how will you do this? And he said, come in another room, no one can hear this, what I'm telling you now. But in Ayurveda, there are two types of medicines. There are ordinary medicines and there are extraordinary medicines. So we are treating you now with ordinary medicines because they are, this is how we do our hospitals. We can't just make everyone so, then we also are businessmen, But there is an extraordinary medicine, and then he said the name of the medicine, Kalya Kalpa. Now, I happen to know this medicine because when I was young, I was very interested in mystical things. I said, you want to say you know Kalya Kalpa? Yes, I know it. I don't believe it, simply. Because with Kalya Kalpa, I hope I get it right, Kalya Kalpa, something like this, there are people who are 185 years old who take this medicine and they have no problem. Give me a proof that you know how to apply Kalya Kalpa. And he said, a few addresses and I inquired, and it is true. There are people who have taken this extraordinary medicine and it makes you, it's amazing. 180 years is nothing, maybe 200 years is a little difficult. And these are not, very healthy people there, they just get this extraordinary medicine. It is a little bit, it is with gold and silver and rubies, and you have to sleep for 40 days to take it. The doctor gives it and you are there like Frankenstein, they give it and then something happens with your body and 180 years, no problem. Extraordinary Ayurvedic medicine. It is known for those who study Ayurveda and they like to study everything and not just normal knowledge, they know about this medicine. So this medicine is outside the laws of ordinary medicine. So Krishna consciousness or Sanatana Dharma is also this Aloka Dharma which relates to the soul. And if you learn to do this one thing properly, if you learn to chant the holy name, avoiding the 10 offenses, my dear devotees, then these extraordinary things will happen to you. And look at Ajamir. This is the proof. The Bhagavatam, because it's a difficult thing to believe, is giving us the case study of Ajamir. And my dear devotees, I have other proofs. There are devotees in our movement. Now I will finally say something good about the Hare Krishna people. They have left the body chanting the holy name in This means Ramananda Roy leaves. It means it is 10 minutes to 9. You are like a wristwatch, so punctually. I have studied your behavior. 10 minutes to 9. He has to go. His responsibility has that. You know, I don't need a wristwatch, I just look at Ramananda Roy, and then I know, okay, 10 more minutes, then I have to finish. So, Hare Krishna. Yes, it is a good time to. So this is a little bit, my dear devotees, from the Kirtan course, my dear devotees from the Radhadesh community, my dear devotees who were born in Russian bodies and who are now with the best of preachers, Avadhyaya Dham, here in Radhadesh, please give up your doubts. Please bury your doubts in the backyard of Radhadesh. And please understand from the case of Ajamil that if you take shelter in this extraordinary Yuga Dharma, which is an Aloka Dharma, it is not referring to the body and the mind, it's something spiritual and transcendental. If you take shelter there and cultivate this, your spiritual case is guaranteed. But if you do, like most of the Hare Krishnas with not so much spiritual qualification, if you just want to find your Swadharma, that you are happy, and you do, you find your unique place, you have good relationships with others, you may do this Loka Dharma. Good luck. It's difficult in Kali Yuga to find this ideal situation in the world. It's difficult, but I have written a whole 200 page about how to do this. I think it is necessary for those whose Shraddha is not strong. Good luck. And I mean, good luck, not in an ironical way. I cross my thumbs. I pray for you that you find it. It's necessary also when you are not spiritually so developed. But, don't forget the case of Ajamil, who was out of his Swadharma, who was out of his Dharma, but who somehow found even a little connection with the Aloka Dharma, the spiritual Dharma, and who was saved because of this. I've said three times somehow, and you might know how somehow. Well, it's a big secret. The Bhagavatam does talk about it in the other chapters. But there was a contact with Vaishnavas, and they just gave the mercy. It was when Ajamil was out of his house. He was just in the forest and just threatening with a knife some innocent person to take his money away. At that time, the fallen wife, fallen woman, she was a prostitute. I didn't want to say it, but that's what she was at home, and she was again pregnant. Now this rascal, he has again made me pregnant. He's so old, like an old goat. He has forced me again to this, and now I'm pregnant. He's so inconsiderate, and she hated him because of this. Like, you know, these Kami marriages, they are really full of hate. It was a very troubled situation. Then she hears a knocking on the door. And who is it? The four Kumaras. They say, Mom, we are hungry. She starts to cry. You're so good. I'm so bad. Look at me.
I have not even taken my shower, and I get another child in my old age from this sinful man. I can't offer you anything. This house is impure. It's a condemned house, and you come.
Mom,
something. And then she understands, fruits are not contaminated. So she gives the fruits and says, wash them really well. If they don't come in my house, you will be contaminated. It's the house of sin. The house of the evil. This is, you want to just quickly go to this forest, take these fruits. And they say, Ma, thank you. We bless you. Please, Lord, may your son be called Narayan. And they leave. And she says, come. I was blessed. Then Ajahn comes back. I brought you something. Oh, you look so different. You think you're better than me? She's already blessed. She was blessed by the devotees. She says, we will call our son Narayan. Oh, you're so pious. Ajahn said, I wanted to call him Tiger. No, we call him Narayan. If we don't call him Narayan, I kill myself this very moment. So I feel like let us call him Narayan. As you please. There was somehow contact with devotees, and this saved this couple. So, my dear devotees, we also are typical people from Kali Yuga. This, we are not in our Dharma. Most of us have not found it. Maybe Hridaya Chaitanya has found it. Maybe not, maybe for sure. And some here, it's very difficult. And very dharmically people. And they are also Sanatana Dhammis. They're connected with Krishna. But most of us, we are ordinary people. We still look for our place. We have not totally found it. But also we have somehow or other contact with a pure devotee. Krishna Prabhupada. And somehow he has given this divine knowledge, although we don't yet believe and understand it 100% to us. And we should just now catch this the chanting of the holy name, and we should somehow do this one thing as good as we can. That is to chant free of offenses. And do this, then our situation will be wonderful. Hare Krishna. This is what I wanted to say. It was so much on my heart. I don't know if I have conveyed it properly to you, but this is really wonderful. It's really wonderful. Yamaraj says, devotional service beginning with the chanting of the holy name of the Lord is the ultimate religious principle. He says, Pungsan Dharma, it means Sanatana Dharma, for the living entity in human society. It's the ultimate, non plus ultra. And the case of Ajamil shows it. It's approved. It's offered by the Bhagavatam. Now you should think, if this worked for Ajamil, and he was so far, no one of you is like Ajahn. It's you are exalted. I just, for the drama of the lecture, pinch you sometimes a little bit. But you're good, you're very, wonderful people. But if he, Ajahn, with this little thing, had so much success, how much success will you have when you do it properly? Swayambhu. Just think carefully. How much is your success? So therefore, master of the life. Hare Krishna.
Thank you very much. I will end here the class. I will just say we have our concluding session. I feel so much sentimental attachment to all my students from this excellent kit, of course, because we have first class students. The concluding session starts at, please someone help me, 10:30, am I correct? 10:30 or is it 11:30? 10:30. I request you very much, we want to have a very lively discussion at the end, where you bring up your questions which you have. Any question is allowed. There is no foolish question. And let us have a very lively interaction. So think a little bit during your breakfast and before the session starts, so that you are full of subjects. Also subjects you would like to discuss. How about this situation, that situation, or this difficulty in my life? In relationship to chanting, I'm sure that there will be good answers from the Harinam Chaitanya for you. So see you all at 10:30. Have a nice breakfast and good digestion. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Go Premanandi. Harinam Sankirtan ki jai.
Srila Prabhupada ki jai.